Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Thursday class, December 8th, 2022, 1 John.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's word. And therefore, open the word of God to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John 3, we are in verse 15. 1 John 3:15. And in preparation to worship our Lord, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the preservation of the canon of Scripture, the eternal and absolute truth of your word, that spiritual food, that manna from heaven that enables us to grow up in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we might fulfill the very plan, will, and purpose that you have for each one of our lives in the very short time that we are here. And as we assemble this evening to fellowship in the Word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name, amen. All right, a couple of announcements, reminders. Yeah, this is a great congregation for powerful and effective prayer. And I'd like to, if you don't already know about it, have this as part of your daily habitual prayer life. First of all, the evangelism team on Saturday, December 17th, will be going back to Child Haven for a Christmas program. And that will be Saturday, December 17th, 9 to 11 a.m. So if you could pray for the evangelism team, that they will be channels of God's grace, tools in His hands to be used by Him. Pray that the grace gospel will be given clearly and accurately. Pray that God would draw by His hand of grace all the children and the adults that are supposed to be here, that He might use this to bring many sons into glory. That's Saturday, December 17th. Back to Child Haven again. This is fantastic. They keep wanting our team to go back and back and present the grace gospel. Then the day after that, Sunday, December 18th, that is the Christmas play put on by the little people. Debbie is in there every night working with them. She says it's absolutely fantastic. She's having more fun than ever before. The kids are having great fun. Pray for them. Pray for them that they speak clearly and loudly and that the grace gospel is given clearly. Also pray on that day, Sunday, December 18th. That's the time to... You want to bring your unbelieving relatives, family, neighbors, friends, whoever. This is the time to bring them. Sunday, December 18th, and Jamie even printed out this flyer you can take and give to people. What child is this? You're invited to our children's Christmas play. Sunday, December 18th, 10 a.m. So you're welcome. These are out in the foyer. You can take as many of these as you want. You take them all, we'll put some more out there. And also, Randy and Dodie have put together a phenomenal Christmas evangelism show that will be first the Little People's Christmas Play, followed by this tremendous Christmas show that will be presented. And that I've seen it. It'll knock your socks off. All right. 1 John 3, verse 15. The corrected translation of 1 John 3:15. Anyone who hates his fellow believer is a murderer. And this is mental murder. And you have learned Bible doctrine in the past with the result that you know this doctrinal truth now in the present. John, this is John's congregation, the Apostle John's congregation. He has taught these things over and over and over again, and they have it nailed down. They understand this completely. Not most believers today. In 2022, almost 2023 in the church age, most people know very little about the Bible. And they can take a verse like this, which you can take any text out of context and make it into a mere pretext. And Christians are good at doing that. And unfortunately, they will read a verse, but they have not studied 1 John from 1 John 1, verse 1, all the way through to see what is John teaching. What he's teaching, he has taught this many, many times to his congregation. And this is not a difficult verse for them. Unfortunately, it's a difficult verse for some believers. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be a difficult verse for any of you in here. Now, Debbie decided to look up to see, when did I start 1 John? 4 years ago. Some of you weren't here 4 years ago. So you don't know what John is saying either. And that's why if you had been here the last 4 years going through 1 John, this is no big deal. It's really a very clear and simple verse. 1 John 3:15, anyone who hates his fellow believer is a murderer, mental murderer. And you have learned Bible doctrine in the past with the result that you know this doctrinal truth now in the present. Namely, that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Now that is a excellent translation. As long as you know what John says when he says eternal life, and if you know what John is teaching when he says abiding. If you know those things, and he's taught all the way through 1 John, he's explained this over and over and over again. And for 4 years, I've been teaching this over and over and over again. So he says, namely, that no murderer has eternal life abiding, mennowing in him. He has no intimate fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the last part of that verse 15 is where many crash and burn. The King James Version and that last clause is actually excellent. The King James, they aren't very excellent very often, but they are excellent. The King James Version translates it, "No murderer has eternal life abiding in him." That's okay. Put one down for the King James translators. The NASV translated the exact same way. "No murderer has eternal life abiding in him." Again, that's okay. The NIV, their translation is terrible. It says, "No murderer has eternal life in him." They totally left out the verb meno. Didn't even translate it. The NIV, "No murderer has eternal life in him." Horrible translation. So the King James Version and the NASV are okay, as long as you know what the Apostle John is referring to when he says eternal life, and what he is referring to when he says abiding, the verb meno. Now all three versions correctly translated pas anthropoktenos uk eke zoein ionion. They all three translated that correctly. No murderer has eternal life. That is okay. And Arntgen Gingrich, the Greek lexicon, page 636, says that when you have pas with anthropoktenos and the negative, objective negative uk, it is to be translated no murderer. Arntgen Gingrich, page 636. That is the correct translation of those Greek words. No murderer. Pas anthropoktenos uk. The translation of that is no murderer. No murderer has eternal life. And that's okay, but you have to understand that John uses eternal life, and he presented it right at the beginning of the epistle. A special title for the Lord Jesus Christ. And you have to understand the Apostle John's use of the verb meno all the way through this epistle. And I have been going through this again and again. Finally, I thought, well, if you've been here for 4 years, this is no big deal. You nail it. Of course, some of you, if it's more than 4 minutes, you forgot. So 4 years, you're toast. So I thought, well, I better go back and take you through what John has been teaching through these chapters with the verb meno and zoein ionion. If you understand the Apostle John's use of the verb meno all throughout this epistle, that it's a verb describing a believer living the spiritual life by the spiritual skill. It is the believer having intimate fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It is having virtue love brought to completion in your heart. And if you have been listening to the teaching of the Word, you know this. If you haven't, why, that's your arrogant problem. No murderer has eternal life, the Lord Jesus Christ, abiding in him. No intimate fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So, last time I started taking you through 4 years of verse by verse, word by word, exegesis, and explaining to you exactly what God the Holy Spirit is teaching here. And you have that under 7 points so far. Let's go through those again, review those. Point one, in 1 John 1, verses 1 and 2, the Apostle John declares that the Lord Jesus Christ has three special titles: the Word of Life, the Life, the Eternal Life. The very first two verses in 1 John, he says in 1 John 1, 1 and 2, what kept on existing from the beginning, the first advent of Jesus Christ, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, Jesus Christ in his hypostatic union, what we observed and our hands have touched, this we proclaim about the Word of Life, the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, the life, the Lord Jesus Christ, was revealed, the incarnation of the eternal Son of God on that first Christmas. The Lord Jesus Christ, the life, was revealed. And we have seen him and testify concerning him. Who is him? The life. This isn't that hard, unless you're too damn arrogant to learn. You have no humility. In fact, the life, the Lord Jesus Christ, was revealed, and we have seen him and testify concerning him, the life, and we keep on proclaiming to you the eternal life, the Lord Jesus Christ. And to make sure you understand who is the eternal life, that very one who always existed face to face with the Father, God the Father, and he was revealed to us. How can you get any more clear than that? You can't get any more clear than that. Dogmatic, clear, the eternal life, John presents as the title of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, the life, Jesus Christ, was revealed. We have seen him, and we testify concerning him, and we keep on proclaiming to you the eternal life, the Lord Jesus Christ, that very one who always existed face to face with the Father, God the Father, and he was revealed to us. So John has defined all this. He's already made it very clear. Then point two, the one who claims to minnow in Christ is obligated to live the spiritual life just as the Lord Jesus Christ lived the spiritual life. And John taught that in 1 John 2:6. The one who claims to minnow, to abide in him, in Christ, is obligated himself to keep on living, walking is the word, which is living the spiritual life, just as he, the Lord Jesus Christ, lived the spiritual life. So now he is all the way through is defining exactly what this meno means. Point three, the Lord Jesus Christ is not only the eternal life, but he is also the light. 1 John 1:5, and this is the message, which message we have heard from him, the Lord Jesus Christ, and keep on proclaiming to you that God is light. God the Father is light. God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, is light. And in him is absolutely no darkness at all. Point four, therefore, the one who loves his fellow believer with impersonal love for all, menos, abides in the light. He abides in the Lord Jesus Christ, living the spiritual life. 1 John 2:10, the one who keeps on loving his brother, fellow believer, with impersonal love for all, That's the result of living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills and having virtue, love brought to completion in your heart. The one who keeps on loving his brother, fellow believer, with virtue, love, habitually abides in the light, abides in Christ, living the spiritual life. And then point five. If the Word of God abides in you, maximum metabolized doctrine in the heart as a result of living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, then you will also abide, meno, in the Son and in the Father. 1 John 2:24. As for you, positive believers, believers with humility, what Bible doctrine you have heard from the beginning, that Bible doctrine must keep on menoing in you, abiding in you. If that Bible doctrine you have heard from the beginning keeps on abiding in you, maximum metabolized doctrine in the heart as a result of living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, then you also will abide, meno, in the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as a result of living the spiritual life, and abide in the Father, as a personal love for God the Father, as a result of living the spiritual life. Point six, the church age believer who keeps on abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ, living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, he will have confidence as a winner believer at the judgment seat of Christ and not be put to shame as a loser believer at the judgment seat of Christ. Why? Why will he have confidence? Because he is living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. He has virtue, love brought to completion in his heart. He has intimate fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. He's abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 John 2:28. And now, dear children, congregation of believers, keep on menoing in him, the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep on living the spiritual life for the purpose. Why is this mandate to keep on living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills? For the purpose that when he appears, the rapture, we might have confidence, winner believers who have virtue love brought to completion in their heart, and might not be disgraced, put to shame, loser believers, by him, Jesus Christ, in his presence at the judgment seat of Christ. Seven, the church age believer who keeps on abiding in him, the Lord Jesus Christ, living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, he is not sinning. You aren't sinning because you're filled with the Spirit. If you're sinning, you're grieving the Spirit, quenching the Spirit. You're in Satan's cosmic system. But when you're living the spiritual life by the power of the filling of the Spirit, you're not sinning. Anyone who keeps on abiding in him, the Lord Jesus Christ, living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, he is not sinning. However, anyone who sins, now you're in Satan's cosmic system. Now you're grieving the Spirit. Now you're quenching the Holy Spirit. Now you have no spiritual life. Anyone who sins is not seeing him. He's blinded to Christ, nor knowing him. He is not sinning because he's living the spiritual life by the power of the Spirit of God, the filling of the Spirit, and the power of the Word of God in his heart. However, the believer living in the cosmic system is overtaken by spiritual blindness. He doesn't appreciate what the Lord did for him on the cross. There is no motivation to live the spiritual life when you're living in Satan's cosmic system. The believer who sins and enters the cosmic system is not only overtaken by spiritual blindness, but he is also ignorant of who and what the Lord Jesus Christ is. The believer will only come to know the Lord Jesus Christ when he obeys his mandates to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. 1 John 2 verse 3. And by means of this, we know that we have come to know Him. That is, occupation with Christ and personal love for God the Father, if we obey His mandates. Living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, not only filled with the Spirit, but the teaching ministry of the Holy Spirit, consistent and faithful metabolization of Bible doctrine so you can grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. That'll only take place if you obey His mandates. Not if you sit there in arrogance and say, reject it. Every time you reject truth, you build scar tissue on your soul. Scar tissue. And you are on the, you're retrogressing, not advancing. The one who claims to know Him but does not obey His mandates to live the spiritual life, he is a liar. And the absolute truth of the Word of God is not in him. 1 John 2:4. The one who keeps on claiming that I know Him, I know God, but does not obey His commands, he is a liar. And the absolute truth of the Word of God is not in him. He has little or no metabolization of doctrine in his heart. So, 1 John 3:6. The believer who keeps on abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ, living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, he is not sinning. He is not sinning because he is filled with the Spirit, living the spiritual life by the power of the Spirit of God and by the power of the Word of God. Now, point eight. See, I'm taking you through all that John has been teaching about eternal life and about mennowing. And you, if you've been here, of course, like I say, I can, some of you, don't ever get on me for any type of repetition. The only thing that you can ever, ever benefit from is repetition. And some of you will take 1,000 times. Some of you 2,000 times. So don't ever say, oh, Pastor Olson repeats. Yeah, hell, I do. Repetition is great. You ever been in the military? What is close order drill? Repetition, repetition, repetition. You do it so much, you don't even think. You don't think. You get the command, you execute. That's close order drill. What is it? Repetition, repetition, repetition. Repetition is great in anything. It was yesterday was Pearl Harbor Day. I love, there are certain movies I love. Most movies today, I don't like at all. But there are certain movies I like. If it's a military movie, I love it. Pearl Harbor Day, if one day they put all these military movies on, I record them all. And then I watch those. I don't get tired of it. It's repetition. I don't get tired of it. I love military movies. I watch them again. Another ones I love westerns. Cowboy movies. I love John Wayne. I love Roy Rogers. And I love Dale Robertson, Jim Hardy. I watch that every day. Repetition, repetition, repetition. Chuck Connors, The Rifleman. I love Chuck Connors and The Rifleman. I watch that every day. Repetition, repetition. Derek knows I watch it every day. He doesn't have capacity for these great movies. The ones he tries to get me to watch, I just start throwing up. I love westerns. I love military movies. Repetition. And I guess I haven't been doing a good job in repeating, so I'm going back and showing you everything John has taught this over and over and over and over again. So point eight. However, the believer who keeps on living in the cosmic system and hates his fellow believer, mental murder, he does not have eternal life, the Lord Jesus Christ, abiding in him. He has no spiritual life, no intimate fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, no occupation with Christ. So point eight, however, the believer who keeps on living in the cosmic system and hates his fellow believer, mental murder, he does not have eternal life abiding in him. He has no spiritual life, no intimate fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Eternal life, as John declared, as clear as you can make it clear, is the Lord, a special title for the Lord Jesus Christ. He does not have eternal life, the Lord Jesus Christ abiding in him. He has no spiritual life, no intimate fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, no occupation with Christ. All right, let's amplify point eight. Again, subpoint one, 1 John 1, 1 and 2. You say, wasn't that point one? Yes! This is called repetition. 1 John 1, 1 and 2, the Apostle John declares that the Lord Jesus Christ is the eternal life. What kept on existing from the beginning, the first advent of the Lord Jesus Christ, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have observed, and our hands have touched. They touched the body of the Lord Jesus Christ in hypostatic union. This we proclaim about the Word of life, Jesus Christ. In fact, the life was revealed. Jesus Christ was revealed. And we have seen him and testify concerning him. And we keep on proclaiming to you the eternal life, the Lord Jesus Christ, that very one who always existed face to face with the Father, God the Father, and he, the Lord Jesus Christ, was revealed to us. Subpoint two. The believer living in the cosmic system has no spiritual life. The believer living in the cosmic system has no spiritual life. Three, when he hates his fellow believer, he commits mental murder and is living in cosmic death. When he hates his fellow believer, he commits mental murder and is living in cosmic death. Subpoint four, consequently, the eternal life, the Lord Jesus Christ, is not abiding in him. No intimate fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. No intimate fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Five, he has no personal love for the eternal life, the Lord Jesus Christ. He has no personal love for the eternal life, the Lord Jesus Christ. Six, he has no occupation with the eternal life, the Lord Jesus Christ. He has no occupation with the eternal life, the Lord Jesus Christ. Seven, he has no intimate fellowship with the eternal life, the Lord Jesus Christ. So he has no personal love for the eternal life, the Lord Jesus Christ. He has no occupation with the eternal life, the Lord Jesus Christ. He has no intimate fellowship with the eternal life, the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he's not abiding minnowing in Him. Point 9. The spiritually adult believer has come to know that the eternal life, the Lord Jesus Christ, abides in him by the Spirit, the indwelling and filling of the Spirit that God the Father has given to us. So point 9, and this again, I'm taking you through, we haven't got this far, but I'm taking you through, menno keeps on being used by John all the way through this epistle. So I'm taking you through from beginning to end. Point 9, the spiritually adult believer has come to know that the eternal life, the Lord Jesus Christ, abides in him by the Spirit, the indwelling and filling of the Spirit that God the Father has given to us. This is coming up in 1 John 3:24. 1 John 3:24. And I'll give you the correct... I've already finished chapter 3 and I'm almost into chapter 5. 1 John 3:24. In fact, the one who obeys his mandates... Now that's a big if. The one who obeys his mandates. Now it only takes a couple of things, but those seem to be real difficult to find today. Positive volition and humility. Humility is respect for authority. The authority of God, His Word, and the pastor who teaches it. You combine positive volition and humility, that's all it takes. Now, the Magi, when they came from the east, followed the star to Bethlehem. Not Bethlehem. Bethlehem. The house of bread. Bethlehem is a title that means the house of bread. And they came and followed the star and they brought gifts to worship the king. And the gifts they brought, well, they brought frankincense and myrrh, gold, frankincense and myrrh. You come to worship the king. We have class here 5 times a week. 5 times. You'll have to, I don't even know anybody that teaches 5 times a week. Nobody! And if you get taught once on Sunday and maybe once or twice during the week, they really think they've done something special. You come to what? Worship the king. And you only have to bring 2 gifts. Positive volition and humility. You bring those gifts, then you can come and worship the king. If you don't bring those gifts and you come with arrogance, then stay home! Find yourself some fundy-dundy church out there and go to that one. You're wasting your time if you come in here with arrogance and think you know everything. I've been here 47 years and I've had people that thought they knew everything. I don't know everything. I have been growing ever since I got here when I was 27. Now I'm 127. When I got here when I was 27, I just barely had enough to teach doctrine at this level. And then I kept learning and learning and learning. And then I got down and teaching this level. And I kept learning and learning and learning. I got down and started teaching at this level. And keep learning. For 47 years I've been learning. And I just don't follow what other people have said or taught. You do that, you follow the good thing, and you also follow all the wrong things. And that, there's the problem. So if you're not prepared for the ministry and studying from the original languages, well, then you're going to be leading people astray in many, many things. 1 John 3:24, in fact, the one who obeys his mandates, who keeps on abiding in him, menowing in him, the Lord Jesus Christ, living the spiritual life. Also, he, the Lord Jesus Christ, abides in him, menows in him, makes himself at home in the spiritually mature believer's heart. In fact, by this we have come to know that he, the Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal life, abides in us, menows in us, has made himself at home in our hearts. How? By the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, whom he, God the Father, has given to us. Well, that's coming up, 1 John 3:24. 10. If we love one another with impersonal love for all, then God abides in us, and his virtue love is brought to completion in our hearts. If we love one another with impersonal love for all, then God abides in us, and his virtue love is brought to completion in our hearts. 1 John 4, verse 12. 1 John 4, verse 12 says, no one has ever seen God at any time. If we love one another with impersonal love for all, that only happens as a result of having virtue love brought to completion in your heart, living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. If we love one another with impersonal love for all, then God keeps on abiding in us, menowing in us, and his virtue love is brought to completion in our hearts. 1 John 4, verse 12. 11. God the Father has given the church age believer his Spirit, God the Holy Spirit. And by the power of the Spirit of God, we can come to know that we abide in God and God abides in us. God the Father has given the church age believer the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit. And by the power of the Spirit of God, we can come to know that we abide in God and God abides in us. For that power of the Spirit of God is spiritual skill number one, to live the unique spiritual life of the church age so that you can menow in God and God menow in you. 1 John 4, verse 13. 1 John 4, 13. By this we know that we abide in him, in God, that we menow in God, and that he, God, abides, menows in us, because he has given us his Spirit. The Spirit, the power to live the unique spiritual life of the church age. So God the Father has given the church age believer his Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, and by the power of the Spirit of God, we can come to know that we abide in God and God abides in us. 12. The winner believer living the spiritual life will acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God. He has intimate fellowship with God. He knows who and what God is. He has occupation with Jesus Christ, and therefore God abides in him, and he abides in God. The winner believer living the spiritual life will acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God. He has come to know who and what God is, occupation with Jesus Christ, and therefore God abides in him and he abides in God. 1 John 4, verse 15. 1 John 4, 15. See, I said, how many times have you heard me say? 1 John. Menno. John uses Menno. Nobody, no other apostle, no other communicator uses Menno the way the apostle John uses it. 1 John 4:15, if anyone, the winner believer, acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, occupation with Christ, then God, Menno's, abides in him, and he abides, Menno's, in God. You see, by the time he gets to chapter 4, he's getting to the conclusion of what he's been teaching. Now, I don't think it took him 4 years to... It'll take me probably, we're in chapter 3, might take us 7 years. I don't think it took John 7 years. But you see, they understood he was teaching them over and over all the time. They were right there. The problem is, none of you are part of John's congregation. You had no idea until we start studying 1 John. The believer, point 13, the believer who has virtue, love brought to completion in his heart, he abides in God and God abides in him. 1 John 4, verse 16. And we have come to know and have believed the virtue, love which God has for us. God is virtue, love. And the one who menos abides in virtue love abides in God. And God, menos, abides in him. 1 John 4, verse 16. See, this is all, it gets better and better and better and better. So the corrected translation of 1 John 3:15. Anyone who hates his fellow believer is a murderer, mental murder. And you have learned Bible doctrine in the past with the result that you know this doctrinal truth now in the present, namely that no murderer has eternal life, the Lord Jesus Christ, abiding in him. No intimate fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. One, the believer who hates his fellow believer has no spiritual life. The believer who hates his fellow believer has no spiritual life. This is probably siren going off that you have no spiritual life when you hate your fellow believer. The believer who hates his fellow believer has no spiritual life. Two, he is a murderer, a mental murderer, living in the sphere of cosmic death. He is living his life in Satan's cosmic system. Interlocking systems of arrogance and interlocking systems of hatred. So he is a murderer, mental murderer, in the sphere of cosmic death, living in Satan's cosmic system. Three, he has no intimate fellowship with God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He has no intimate fellowship with God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Four, hate is mental murder. Five, when you have the mental attitude sin of hate in your soul, you will also destroy your own body. sickness, illness, alcoholic arrogance, drug addiction. And you know, the doctors today are making money hand over fist because people are living their lives in Satan's cosmic system. You live your life in Satan's cosmic system, you will destroy, not only are you destroying your own soul, you are destroying your own body. 6. Your mental attitude, sin of hate, is an intrusion on the privacy and freedom of the person that you hate. Your mental attitude, sin of hate, is an intrusion on the privacy and the freedom of the person you hate. Seven. Failure to execute the will of God, failure to obey His mandates, failure to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, results in no virtue love brought to completion in your heart. Failure to execute the will of God, failure to obey His mandates, failure to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, results in no virtue love brought to completion in your heart. And John taught this already, 1 John 2, verse 5. If anyone keeps on observing, fulfilling, obeying His word, the mandates of God's word, then the love of God, virtue love, has truly been brought to completion in His heart. And by this we know, we realize, we appreciate and understand that we are abiding in Him. 8. The plan of God for the believer in time can only be fulfilled by living the spiritual life by the spiritual skill. The plan of God for the believer in time can only be fulfilled by living the spiritual life by the spiritual skill. Nine, failure to pass the people test. And that's what you're doing. You're crashing and burning, flunking the people test. When you have mental attitude sins of hate toward anyone, fellow believers or unbelievers, anyone, then you have failed to pass the people test. You have hit the hurdle of people testing and you've crashed and burned. Failure to pass the people test by failing to love your fellow believer with impersonal love for all, and all mankind with impersonal love for all, results in total unhappiness. Total unhappiness. Now last night we had a class on scar tissue. We're just getting into the doctrine of scar tissue of the heart. And in that last passage in Acts 7, we had the great winner believer, Stephen. A winner believer, a spiritually mature believer who had virtue love brought to completion in his heart. Yes, he had personal love for God the Father. That motivated impersonal love for the scum of the world. And by the way, the scum of the world, the worst people in the world, are religious people. They're the worst of all. And Stephen was giving a Bible class, and it got those religious people so mad, so angry, that they stoned him to death. And while they were stoning him to death, was he unhappy? No, he looked up and God enabled him to see Jesus Christ standing at the right hand of God the Father to welcome home this winner believer, this spiritually mature believer. He was sharing the happiness of God while the scum of the earth was killing him, stoning him to death. And how did he manifest? Did he hate those people? No. He didn't hate them. He said the same principle that Jesus Christ said on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus Christ manifested impersonal love to the scum of the world when he was on the cross. Stephen manifested impersonal love to the scum of the world while they were stoning him to death. He didn't have hate for them. He had impersonal love for all. Failure to pass the people test by failing to love your fellow believer with impersonal love for all, or all mankind with impersonal love for all, results in total unhappiness. Total unhappiness. 10. In the cosmic system, interlocking systems of arrogance and interlocking systems of hatred, you create your own unhappiness. You are your own worst enemy. Don't go blaming other people. You're your own worst enemy. In the cosmic system, interlocking systems of arrogance and interlocking systems of hatred, you create your own unhappiness. You are your own worst enemy. 11. No overt set of circumstances can make you happy when you're living in the cosmic system. No overt set of circumstances can make you happy when you're living in the cosmic system. You say, well, I'll get married and that'll make me happy. No, it won't. Marriage won't make you happy. I'll have children, that'll make me happy. No, that won't make you happy either. I'll have a dog. You're getting closer. That might make you happy. For some of you, get a goldfish. Won't make you happy, but you can look at it and you can go back and forth while the goldfish is going. You can go back to him, see. Your brains are about equal. Your job won't make you happy. No overt set of circumstances can make you happy when you're living in the cosmic system. Marriage won't make you happy. Children won't make you happy. Your job won't make you happy. God has the market on happiness. 12. Living in the cosmic system, you have the pall of gloom syndrome. The pall of gloom syndrome. And you are absolutely miserable. All right, let's. And by the way, when you come back next week, verse 15 is over. I suggest you go over your notes again and again and again and again. If you have any trouble, just keep going over it. Anyone who hates his fellow believer is a murderer, mental murderer. And you have learned Bible doctrine in the past with the result that you know this doctrinal truth now in the present. Namely, that no murderer has eternal life, Jesus Christ abiding, mellowing in him. no spiritual life, no intimate fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. All right. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.